I cannot and will not contribute my time, energy, and expertise to an organization that's repeatedly failed.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie. Here's what you need to know heading into the afternoon. A few closures and slowdowns to keep in mind this afternoon. Cranbrook Street will be closed again later today from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. This happens every weekday until June 26th between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue for school pickup. Market Street remains closed until March 6th between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays until further notice between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston continue sanitary and water main work, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and lowered speed limits. Aberdeen Street is closed long-term between Johnson Street and William Street for construction and staging activity. Berry Street is also closed long-term at Queen Street for construction related to work at 283 Queen. As for your weather outlook for the rest of the day, we're having a mainly cloudy afternoon with light winds continuing. Temperatures remain near minus 12, but the wind chill improves slightly around minus 18. Looking ahead to tonight, skies stay mainly cloudy with snow beginning near midnight. We could see 2 to 4 centimeters by morning. Winds turn southeast at 20 kilometers per hour, and temperatures rise overnight from minus 11 to near minus 2 by early morning. Wind chill sits near minus 19 this evening. This has been your 1 p.m. update. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bundle up, drive safe, and stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Stuck in the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune into Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
I'm so stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, what is up? My name is Jane. I am your host of Stoke. This is an indie radio show, if you've just tuning in, and usually every week I pick a topic of some sort and or a theme, and I'll just go through it, explain a little bit about why I picked it, and just chat about it. Anyways, this week, my dear friend Jess Hines, a fan of the show, she said, I've actually, no hate to Jess, but I did have this idea in the past, but she just kind of helped push me along to do it, but this is my favorite live song. So many artists record live albums. You don't see it as much anymore, but honestly, I think I've said this in the past, but I went through a kick where for studying for exams, I would just put on a concert in my ears and just listen to it, which probably isn't the best, you know, concentration thing, but something about it, I don't know, it was just itching a scratch in my brain, and I got through it, and I listened to so many concerts, honestly, and it, like, added to my list of who I want to see live, for sure, but, you know, it's just something, I don't know, I've just always enjoyed, you know, a live version of a song. It's just easier to listen to, especially on a record. It just flows so easily. It's nice. Anyways, the track playing below right now, I've talked about it before. It is called Antenna, but each letter has four of them. So it's like Antenna, whatever, you get it. It is a Japanese song, and I know I've talked about this before, but for some reason this song, it just... talk about itching a scratch in your brain. When I'm studying, when I'm doing whatever, this is what I put on, and it gets me in the zone. It is fantastic. It's by, you're gonna have to forgive me, Hyoko, and then Sunset Roller Coaster. And it's just this whole album. I think I saw it on a TikTok and someone's like, album you're going to want to discover. And this is how I found it. I would have never found it any other way, but thank God I did, because this is by far my favorite live song as of right now. It don't understand any of the words, but something about it just is perfect to me. And you can kind of hear it in the background. I'll fade out after this and you'll hear the rest of it, but it's pretty ambient, but something about it is just fantastic. This episode might be a bit tricky because, as you know, concerts, there might be some swear words. So again, I'm going to have to apologize to my friend Jess Hines. It's so hard to find some of the bands and the exact moments I was looking for, because they will be singing and then all of a sudden just drop an F-bomb. So do forgive me. Daniel Caesar was in the running and a bunch of other songs, but maybe I'll just have to make this a two-parter, because by the time I had compiled all my songs, I was at like an hour and a half. So it's just too easy to do this. Anyways, I'm going to stop yapping, but thank you, dearest Jess, for this idea and for pushing me to do it. I hope you enjoy it. I'll get you a Daniel Caesar shout-out in another episode, I promise you. I'm going to start with this song, Antenna, by Hyoko, and then I'm going to play Caving In by Post Animal. They opened for Joe when I went to see him in the spring, and I think this was the song they opened with, Caving In. Very similar, honestly, to the Antenna vibes, but it was just ambient, like, oh my gosh, they walked on the stage and just played this song. I was transported. It was fantastic. I'll stop yapping. I'm really excited. There's lots of good mix of songs here, so yeah, buckle up, put on your headphones for a concert episode, because that's what you're gonna get. Woo! I've got to speed through this because I want to get through all the songs, but this is this was a no-brainer, obviously. Had to have this one on. When Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, came out, and they did that sequence of, you know, him actually singing at Live Aid, was fantastic. And it just, like, opened my eyes to so many more Queen songs that I honestly, as a 21st century kid, would have never known about. So, obviously, the only version of Radio Gaga I listen to is the Live Aid version. And that's going to go ahead and play right now. And then after that, I asked my dad for some live songs and help with this episode. But I'm going to go with the... His pick was the Queen. So it was the Freddie Mercury, I believe, tribute concert. It was David Bowie and Annie Lennox singing Under Pressure. So I think that will be obviously fantastic as well, and just ties perfectly into the song from before. So I feel like less is more on this front, but I'm so excited to listen to Radio Gaga and then Under Pressure.
We'll be right back.
Speed mode it again. Obviously, those two were fantastic. I loved the bleed into both of those songs. They're obviously not the same concert, but your girl made it edited sound like one, right? Maybe if I just didn't talk and just edited all of these to sound like one concert, it would be awesome. Anyways, we are going to edge into more of, let's say, 2000s alt rock, alt pop. And here I'm going to play The Killers, obviously. All these things that I've done. It's just too much of a concert song not to play. It's fantastic. I remember I'd always stay up late and like somehow live stream on YouTube, like when The Killers would play in a concert or whether it was Lollapalooza or something, I would always stay up late and make sure to watch. And then after that, I have the good old 1975. They, you know, like Tyler, the Creator, one of the best performing bands I've ever seen in my life, like fantastic. And although there were so many songs to pick from, I really was struggling on what to do. I would play Love It If We Made It, but it has too many swears to go with that one. So Robbers it is, and I think this one is just great because it is a fantastic live song. And I don't know, I think there's something to say when you can hear the crowd over top of the professional recording stuff, so I think it's pretty cool and well-rounded on that aspect. So those two, and I'll be back for the next three.
One last one. If you can hold on, if you can hold on, hold on. I wanna stand up, I wanna let go, you know.
down.
We'll be right back.
I realized I forgot to tell you what concerts all of these are from, but the first one, Antenna, is from the, it's just the AAA live album. Then we've got Caving In was just another live album. Radio Gaga was from Live Aid. Queen and David Bowie, well, sorry, the Annie Lennox and David Bowie was from the Freddie Mercury concert. And then All These Things That I've Done is live from the Royal Albert Hall, which is a fantastic album they also have on vinyl, which is pretty cool. And then Robbers was just from the Madison Square, still at their very best show in 2022, which, funny enough, was the tour I saw. So very cool. So glad I got to see it. I enjoy listening to that album because, you know, that was the songs I listened to as well. Excuse me. But it was very good. So the next three songs, kind of, actually, they're the last three songs. Doing a live show was hard because they just kind of, you know, make their songs a little bit longer. But there would be no live music that I've enjoyed without Lollapalooza. Now, Lollapalooza is on my bucket list. I've always wanted to go. I will go one day, I swear on my life. But I have some great memories of, you know, listening to SiriusXM. They will live stream some of, or they used to at least, live stream like the Lollapalooza weekend, which is just awesome. And so my first memory of listening to Lollapalooza was my dad was out on our back porch and it was dark and it was a really warm summer night and he just had it on in the dark and was listening to it. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And it was Young the Giant. And I can't remember the exact song, but I'm going to play their probably one of their best songs, which is My Body. And I think they ended the show with that. And it's a fantastic song. So I managed to find one of their Lollapalooza performances. Hopefully it's the same one from, I believe it was 2014. So 2014, My Body, live at Lollapalooza. And then the next two are a different Lollapalooza era, I guess. But I vividly remember driving up to my grandparents' house in Barrie, and this was playing, and it was summer again, whatever. It happens in August, I think. And it was Group Love, and they were screaming their heart out, like the girl was like losing her voice. And I wish I could find the exact video. I don't know if I will. I'll try to look again. But she was screaming and it was so good. And you could just tell that she was having so much fun. And then it bled literally into the closer of the night, which was Arcade Fire. And they had just released Everything Now. And that was their like album that I really kind of latched onto. And that huge, like, that quick transition was just fantastic. So I have Colors by Group Love and then Everything Now. The Arcade Fire one I'm thinking of is 2017. So obviously Group Love must have played in 2017. So I got to find that concert. If I can't find it, I'll try to find a similar one from them at Lollapalooza. But that's the last three I've got. Honorable mentions, really wanted to play. I'm not a country girl, but Eric Church live Springsteen is really good. Jess, she wanted Daniel Caesar, Emily's song. Couldn't find it anywhere, my girl, but I'll play it next episode, I promise. And yeah, I've just had a lot of fun, and we'll get into our faux Lollapalooza basically to end this episode. If we have enough time, I'll sneak another one in, but we shall see. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Love you all. Talk soon.
Chicago, this is our last song of the evening. We'd like to see everyone get up with us. The people on the back, the people on the barrier, the people on the sides, I want to see you all on your feet, I want to see you up and down. The song is called My Body. I know we're all tired, but this is our last celebration. Riding down to the station where you
Changes and know that you don't know.
Looks like we've got time for one more. This is for Gines. I know I said I might not get to it, but here we are. Cyanide by Daniel Caesar. Don't have much more time to speak, but thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure. Probably do this theme again. It was so fun. See you next week.
predominantly. You met me, we met me thirsty for release. Won't come compliment me. Then become my enemy. Cop a flight to Paris, low key. It's your baby girl, me trying to breathe. Please, baby, try and understand me. I am not a monster, I'm just a man with needs. I take flights when I learn it's time to go. Trying to take time back, crossing timing zones. Compress your lips upon me. LSD got me feeling empathy. One for y'all to mine chemically. Cause we suffer endlessly. Could be kamikaze, only time will tell. Even though I'm godly, might end up in hell. Sweet melody, wind up your body upon me. You're loving, baby girl, you know me need it, need it. Let me fight for me, achieve it, achieve it. Sweet melody, wind up your body upon me. You're loving, baby girl, you know me need it, need it. Let me fight for me, feel my love drip over your skin. Rich dark chocolate, sweet melanin. Forevermore, you gon' be my kin. Whatever draws binding, let no man enter in. Yeah, yeah. Give you my love, it's unrequited. The thought of you gets me excited. I guess I'll come to your crib uninvited. A few of your favorite vices. Girl, I know you like it. Girl, you came through like. You light on my life, you light lightning. Then he be good, that's unlikely. But Jah be coming down, yeah. Turn my life around, yes. Sweet melody, wind up your body upon me. You're loving, baby girl, you know me need it, need it. Let me fight for me, achieve it, achieve it, yeah. Sweet melody, wind up your body upon me. You're loving, baby girl, you know me need it, need it. Let me fight for me, feel my love drip over your skin. Rich dark chocolate, sweet melanin. Forevermore, you gon' be my kin. Whatever drives binding, let no man enter in. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Cazador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Cazador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Cazador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and ward-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Cazador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.